Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Lepsio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yost moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maxwell moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Maxwell scores. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mossy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Yost reaches second base with a double. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to third. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yost tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby bunts in front of the plate. Berberet fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Dropo moves to second. One out. Leo Burke pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke strikes out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Leo Burke now playing second base. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mossy for the out. one out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasby throws the ball into Burke, who tags Keene trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke strikes out. One out. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Adair moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mossy strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 4 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kootveel now playing shortstop. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Tom Morgan now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hale pinch hits for Leo Burke. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.